Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson about the baptism of Jesus. And we're looking at this from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. It was John the Baptist that baptized Jesus. And so we're talking a little bit about John's baptism. And we'll be getting to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have a Sunday morning worship at 10 o'clock. Well, we have Sunday Bible study at 9 o'clock, followed by Sunday morning worship at 10 o'clock, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we read now from our lesson, Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came, who baptized in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. Now, when we think about John baptizing in the wilderness was not a barren waste, but a thinly inhabited country used for pasture. It lay west of the Jordan and the Dead Sea, and in the southeastern part of Judea. The word of God came unto John by inspiration, and he went into all the region round about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, Luke chapter 3 and verse 3. John exhorted the people to repent, because the kingdom of heaven was at hand, Matthew 3 and verse 2. And that they might escape the wrath to come, Luke chapter 3 and verse 7. Luke told the 70 whom he sent, Jesus told the 70 whom he sent to say, "The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you," Luke chapter 10 and verse 9, which is equivalent to say it is at hand. Now this was the baptism of repentance, and it is baptism springing from repentance. The people were baptized because they repented and desired to obey God. Repentance is a change of purpose, a change of will, a change of heart, a determination to forsake sin, and an actual turning from sin to obedience to God. Jesus said that the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah, but they turned every one from his evil way and from the violence that was in his hand. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God spared the city. Let me read that to you from Jonah chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. And he, now this is talking about Jonah now, and he made proclamation and published through Nineveh by the decree of the kings and his nobles, saying, "Neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let them be covered with sackcloth, both man and beast, and let them cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn," here it is, "let them turn," now this is what the king said, not Jonah, this is what the king says, "let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knoweth whether God will not turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And God saw their works, and that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now that tells us what repentance is. We repent when we turn to God, and God repents when he turns from the evil that he must bring upon us because of our sin. And so repentance is a turning. Repentance is a change. When it says that they repented at the preaching of Jonah in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 41, that literally means that they repented into the life that he preached. Repentance, in John's case, led to baptism, because baptism was the obedience which God required as an expression of repentance. When the people obeyed God, he forgave their sins. Hence, it was the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. There are two other passages like this. We read in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28, Christ shed his blood for many unto remission of sins. And then we read in Acts 2 and verse 38, Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins. Christ shed his blood not because sins had been remitted, but that sins might be remitted. Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission, Hebrews 9 and verse 22. Then the people to whom John preached repented and were baptized unto remission of sins, that is, that their sins might be forgiven or blotted out. John did not preach repentance unto remission of sins and baptism unto something else. The baptism of repentance was unto remission of sins. So now those who believe in Christ and are not commanded to repent unto remission of sins and be baptized into something else, but repent ye and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of sins. Acts 2, 37 and 38. The people so understood John, for they were baptized of him confessing their sins, Matthew 3 and verse 6. And what our Lord has told us here is not at all difficult to understand. They readily accepted this, those who would repent, that if they wanted the remission of sins, they would be baptized by John. And so also today, we should readily accept that if we repent and we want the remission of sins, then we're baptized unto the remission of sins. And we will not balk at this, but we'll make sure that we are baptized the right way and for the right reason, because this is so important. It says in Mark chapter 1 and verse 5, that there went out unto him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. John's preaching and the earnest exhortations to repentance greatly interested and aroused the people. Therefore they went out to him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Not absolutely everyone was baptized, because we read in Luke 7, 29 and 30, that some refused to be. They rejected the counsel of God against themselves being not baptized. It is a general statement talking about the great extent to which his preaching traveled and the way people so often responded to it. Among the multitudes, Luke 3 and verse 7, who were baptized were many of the scribes and Pharisees, or the many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, to whom John said, Ye offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Matthew chapter 3 and verse 7. They came confessing their sins. Truly penitent people are not ashamed to confess their sins. They confess their sins too as their own, and they didn't try to blame others with them. So many times people engage in foolishness and then try to blame others for their own foolishness. And you know there are times there are explanations, but there are no excuses. Whenever I hear of a man blaming his own foolishness on his wife, I think less of that man, because he is not being manly. And neither should a woman blame her own foolishness upon her husband or on anyone. Our own foolishness is our own fault. And we can need to confess our sins. If we cannot take responsibility for our own actions, then we cannot be saved. Baptism itself is a confession of sin, and it is an expression of repentance. And baptism is a burial in water of one dead to sin. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Paul wrote, "Are ye ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." There is, therefore, in the action that Paul described as baptism, a burial and a resurrection, buried in water and raised from that water. And so that tells us what baptism is. Baptism is a burial. Baptism is an immersion in water. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12, Paul wrote, "Having been buried with him in baptism, wherein ye were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." We also note that John baptized in the River Jordan and in Anon near Salim, because there was much water there. The people came and were baptized, John 3:23, and went out to him and were baptized, and went up out of the water, verse 10, and also Acts 8, verses 36 through 39. We read in Mark chapter 1 something of John's habits. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 6, we read that John was clothed with camel's hair and had a leathern girdle about his loins and did eat locusts and wild honey. John's habits, clothing, and diet were simple. His raiment was camel's hair and a leathern girdle, a loose garment made of a coarse fabric woven out of the long, rough hair of the camel and fastened about the loins with a leathern girdle. The girdle was worn by any common laborer. The hairy garment was recognized as the dress of the prophets. We read about prophets of the Old Testament in 2 Kings 1 and verse 8 and in Zechariah 3 and verse 4, wearing such coarse, rough garments. And it says they did eat locusts and wild honey. The locust was a large insect resembling a grasshopper. And according to Leviticus chapter 11 and verse 22, the Jews were allowed to eat the locusts. The poor of Arabia, Egypt, and Nubia still used locusts for food. Honey was deposited in rocks by the swarm of bees. We read in the book of Psalms, chapter 81 and verse 16, how he would feed them with the finest of wheat, and then this, "And with honey out of the rock would I satisfy thee." Now, I do not eat locusts, but I do enjoy my honey. And sometime when I take a dip of honey, I think of how John used honey for his nourishment. John drank neither wine nor strong drink of any kind. And according to Luke chapter 1 and verse 15, he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth. And this sounds much like the law of the Nazarites that we read about in Numbers chapter 6. John was an amazing character, that rough preacher that informed so many about the coming Christ.